Kansas has invested heavily to train more engineers, more so than any other occupation. But there's little evidence the state should be spending millions more on engineers than any other needed jobs, fields that have been left behind by years of cuts to higher education. Stephen Basaha, the Kansas News Service, reports.
Students at Wichita State University's Experiential Engineering Building are using an automatic drill to build parts for a clamp. Steve Skinner is an associate dean for Wichita State's College of Engineering. While engineers are more likely to use a laptop than a milling machine in their day job, the equipment is a useful marketing tool.
If we didn't have these modern facilities, again, the number of students that we would attract would be down, and the experiences that our students get would be less.
To some extent, it's the shiny new toys to attract the students.
It's the shiny new toys.
And Kansas has made cranking out more of those engineering students a priority. Since 2011, Wichita State, Kansas State, and the University of Kansas have been getting an additional $10 million a year to do just that. $20 million if you count matching dollars from the universities. The goal at Wichita State is to graduate more than 360 engineers a year by 2021. Skinner says the school is already close to hitting that target.
Actually, all three universities are ahead of schedule in that, so it's been a very, very good investment by the state of Kansas.
The Kansas Department of Labor projects about 1,100 job openings per year for engineers. If Kansas had failed to get more engineering graduates, the state would be facing a shortage. Instead, the state now has a surplus, graduating hundreds more engineers than the expected need. And millions of dollars are still being spent to get that number even higher. That investment comes as colleges say they need money for other areas. The state's emphasis on training engineers over other jobs reflects a growing national emphasis on STEM education: science, technology, engineering, and math.
There's a school of thought that believes that the only productive majors or STEM majors, and that's not entirely true.
Nicole Smith is a researcher with Georgetown University.
A significant proportion of the iPhone's je ne sais quoi actually has to do with its marketing, understanding what people actually like and what they want for that particular product.
Smith says it makes sense for Kansas to invest in training engineers, but there isn't the evidence to justify investing so much in engineering while leaving other occupations behind. The Kansas Board of Regents argues that engineers form a cornerstone of the state's economy. Some of the state's top employers rely on engineers, and the regents say manufacturing helps draw other industries and jobs to the state. But economist Tyler Tenbrick with the Kansas Department of Labor downplays the impact of engineering on the state's economy. He sees some demand for engineers, and the job does pay well. But other than that,
I don't know of anything that would make engineering stand out.
Dozens of other occupations in Kansas both pay well and have higher demand than engineering, including maintenance workers, pharmacists, and software developers. Few workers are more in demand in Kansas than nurses, but the state spends less than $2 million a year drawing more people into nursing. Again, engineering gets $10 million. The results of that extra engineering funding show up in the hundreds of engineering students filling Wichita State's ballroom for an engineering career fair. But while Kansas has successfully produced enough engineering graduates to pack the ballroom, the demand for those engineers really hasn't changed over the years. One student finds this out while talking with Corey Irve, who's at the fair representing Airbus.
So what about engineering opportunities right here in Wichita?
Right now, the only growth, we have very little growth. The only little growth that we have is repair engineering.
Yet that's not the job the student trained for. Irve does predict an upcoming aviation boom that would create more opportunities for students.
I foresee the next couple of years we'll probably get into a new development program in which we're going to need a lot of engineers.
But with the current market and large number of graduates, Airbus and the other employers at the fair are remaining selective. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Basaha in Wichita.
Stephen Basaha is a reporter for the Kansas News Service, a collaboration covering education, health, and politics across the state.